Bob, this is Evelyn with TCEQ. We've started recording if you'd like to start the meeting.
All right, thank you. This is Bob Adair, Chairman of the Tax Relief for Pollution Control Advisory Committee. We are now calling the meeting to order. And we don't have a very long agenda, but we'll go through the agenda and call to order and recognize those members that are present and absent. So, Charles Allred.
Here.
All right. Michelle Carter. Lloyd Graham, he's in and out. I think he'll be back.
I'm on now, Bob. Thank you.
Oh, good. Okay. Thanks. Adam Haynes. Justin Hyland. Did I hear a pause? Justin?
Oh, Justin, sir, Hyland? Here. I'm here, Bob.
Yeah, okay. Good. Martha Landwehr. Sorry, I skipped you.
This is Emily. Sorry, this is Emily Lindley. Martha's out on maternity leave, so I'm sitting in this one meeting for her. Mostly
okay.
Just listening.
All right, thank you, Lynn.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Emily. Bill Longley?
I'm here.
All right. Greg Maxim? I think Greg is out of the country. Mike Nancy? And Cyrus Reed.
I'm here.
Thanks, Cyrus. Let me count right quick. Showing that we have a quorum. Counting myself too. So our policy for public comments is as usual. We welcome public comments for all these committee meetings. And with that, I'll just open it up for any general comments that any committee members may have before we get started.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, we'll jump to Adam. Yes.
Hey, Bob, this is Hugh Landrum. I'm here.
Yeah, hey, Hugh. Oh, good. All right, great. And if anyone else happens to come on after the roll call, we'll mark you in. Okay, we'll go to item number two. An update from TCEQ staff on the appointment of members for the committee.
Hi, this is Melissa Altman with TCEQ. Notice of the vacancies was published in the Texas Register, posted on the TCEQ website, and sent to Gov Delivery subscribers to solicit applications for 7 members to the committee. TCEQ accepted nominations from June 6th through July 8th. The executive director's recommendations for appointments will be presented at the commissioner's agenda meeting on November 19th. The appointments will serve a 4-year term starting January 1st, 2026 through December 31st, 2029.
All right. Thank you, Melissa. Any comments or questions on this item? Okay, for item number 3, a summary by TCEQ staff of proposed revisions. As you guys probably saw, I forwarded an email, I believe it was from Elizabeth Sartain, several weeks ago or maybe a month ago. And I thought this would be a good time for TCEQ staff to give us a verbal overview of what proposals were made and approved tentatively. It's been published, as I understand. Well, I'll just pause there and let TCEQ staff give the update.
Good morning. This is Evelyn Morell with TCEQ. For the tax relief Prop 2 and voter approval tax rate relief requirements updates. So the proposal, as a summary, would document the triennial review, make tier 1 table updates, require electronic submittals of applications, update the title of chapter 18, and there's additional changes to that as well. The commission approved proposal publication at the August 20th, 2025 agenda. There's a public hearing, a virtual public hearing on September 29th. The comment period ends on October 6th, 2025, and adoption is expected in early 2026.
Okay. Any questions, comments, concerns? And by the way, I pause a little extra sometimes in case there's someone from the public that has any comments. All right.
Quick comment. We as a committee are not going to, are we going to pine on this or send a letter? I would assume in support, or is that, or just as individual organizations, if we wanted to do public comments, I wasn't sure.
We can do that. We'll be, I'm glad to entertain that option. In fact, I'll jump to, we're kind of jumping ahead a little bit, but it helps explain your, an answer to your question, Cyrus. Item four was, I included that on there. I didn't explain it very well.
That was
included in what the proposal was made that Evelyn just summarized. However, I didn't think I should have taken it upon myself to say that our review period is finished without discussing it with the committee. So we can do something as simple as say we affirm the. At a minimum, the tier one recommendations. We don't have to have any advice on anything else.
Okay.
Other than just what we've already discussed, in my opinion.
Okay, that makes sense. If you want to go to the next item, I know people have other comments on the staff proposal.
Yeah. Anybody have any other questions, concerns? Well, in response to Cyrus's question, do we want, or what is the committee's wish, what are the wishes of the committee regarding, should we send a letter of basically weighing in that aligns with our advice, at least the tier one table recommendations? Any comments, advice, concerns?
Bob, please restate that question in a way that this okay. Aggie can understand it.
Yeah, I didn't do that very well. Basically, Cyrus mentioned, he asked if we were plan to submit a letter in response to the proposal by the executive director and the commissioner's approval. So as I said, and I asked, does the committee want to submit a letter, as Cyrus has suggested, to make it as broad or as narrow as you want? And I just suggested it could be as narrow as we approve. I'm probably not being very succinct here on my wording. We basically approve what the committee has already tentatively approved. We don't have a motion yet, which was the one item, the A115, you might recall, that we've talked about the last several meetings. So
it would be something like, I make a motion that this committee reaffirm our support for amending the tier one tables in 30 TAC chapter 17 and 18. And those are basically the changes that already take into account our advice from December of 22.
Yes.
Bob, I think
we're waiting on 18.
Bob,
I'm
sorry, Bob.
I'm sorry. I was talking over you.
I'm talking over you. I'm gonna follow Cyrus on this. I think that you ought to call for that motion.
All right.
And I thought it was okay, in both 17 and 18 that it refers to the. Yeah.
So the advice we've talked about so far has been just tier one. But
yeah.
If you want to include general 17 and 18, that's fine.
No, I was referring, I was making a motion that we affirm, we support the proposed rulemakings amendment of the tier one tables in TAC chapter 17 and 18 to address our December 1, 2022 advice and recommendations. I'm only referring to the tier one table, but I think it's I think there's reference in both chapters. I might be
okay.
Wrong.
Okay. And TCQ can, they can correct me, but I thought they also included in the recent proposal, the, what we recently talked about, I think item A115, is that correct? I'm asking to your TCEQ staff.
Yes, Bob. This is Evelyn with TCEQ. Yes, the recommendation to A115 was also included.
Can you remind us what A115 is? I don't remember what that is.
The recommendation was to remove requirements that external floating roofs will be used to comply with 30 TAC 115.
Oh, right. Okay, right.
Up to the entire state.
Got it. So I would recommend that we affirm both those things, the table one review we did, as well as the floating tank issue. A115, sorry.
Hey,
all right,
Bob,
I'm kind of drafting this. I don't put words in your mouth. Go ahead.
Hey, Bob. Hey, this is Bob Gifford with TCEQ. In your agenda point, it talks about submitting advice to the commission in December 2025. And I think at this point in the rule process, with the proposal out there and the public comment period on it open now, it might be better to just say something in the rule comments now rather than waiting until later in order to get the committee's opinion on a current proposal into the comments on the proposal headed for adoption.
And that was my point, was getting something in now to affirm our support for those items that we've already opined on, but just sort of reaffirming it and put it in the public record.
Okay. Maybe I can read something that I just typed. I don't want to put words in your mouth, Cyrus. So basically, I'll make a motion to support the proposed rulemaking of Tier 1 tables submitted by the Advisory Committee in 2022 and recent proposal to revise Tier 1 item A115. Is that sufficient
enough? That sounds like it captures what I was trying to say.
Okay.
So that's my motion, and are you all seconding right. It?
Floyd will.
Floyd will? Okay. All right. All right, we have a motion on the table, and does anyone want me to restate it as I understand it? Are we okay to vote? Any discussions? All right, we do have a quorum, so we can call a vote. So those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. I'll vote this time since I'm needed for the quorum. And those opposed say no. Okay, motion passes. I will plan to send that hopefully within a week. And if you want, I can send, it probably is better. I will draft a letter and send it to the committee to make sure it's okay before I actually send it to the commissioners and the TCU staff. So I'll plan to do that.
And obviously, any one of us can make public comments for our own organization in the rulemaking until October 6th. Yeah. So.
Right. Okay. Good clarification. Thanks. Okay. I think we've covered that's items 3 and 4. So, any other business? Any old business we need to bring up? Any new business?
Well, just can you remind us, so the rulemaking is basically implementing TCEQ's review and our review from now several years ago, and is the idea that we'll start again doing another review, or we don't need to do it for a while, or?
I'm saying we don't need to do it. In fact, the proposed rules are that it's to remove the requirement to review it every 3 years. Is that correct, TCEQ staff?
That is correct.
Someone might be trying to speak. I can't hear. I'm asking TCEQ staff if they would confirm what I just said, that we do not have to. Yes, okay.
Bob, can you hear me? This is Evelyn with TCEQ. Yeah, the change to remove the 3-year requirement, but the commission can review the table and provide advice at any time.
Right. So if something comes up, if there's a new federal rule or a change in the state rule that adds equipment, a requirement on industry, we can always bring that up as part of the committee.
Yes, that's correct.
Yes, that's my understanding.
Yeah, and I can't think of any major laws that passed in 2025 at the state level that put any new requirements. But, there's the wildfire stuff that utilities are now required to do. But I don't know if that would be considered an environmental law or not, PUC regulations. I don't know. I don't know if that fits into the environmental requirement. But utilities are having to do a lot more in terms of wildfire prevention. So it probably doesn't count towards this, but.
All right. Well, we can check into that before the next meeting.
Well, and oil and gas as well is required to do some new things, right? On wildfire prevention in terms of removal equipment. I'll look at it. I don't think it probably applies.
Okay.
Is Justin Hyland. You're correct. There's a lot of stuff we're embarking on that's specific wildfire. Whether it meets this program's rules, I could not opine on that right now.
Right, because a bunch of agencies are involved, Railroad Commission, and I don't know if TCEQ is, and then PUC. There's rulemaking going on right now, is all I know. So.
Okay. Good to have on our radar. All right. Any other comments from the public, from anyone else in the committee? All right. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Was that Lloyd?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And who made the second?
That was me, Bill.
Okay. Okay. We have a motion and second to adjourn. Those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed, no. Motion is adjourned. Motion passes. We are adjourned. Thank you for an efficient meeting.
Thanks.
We'll talk soon.
Thanks, y'all.
Bye.
Thank you.
Always appreciate your leadership, Bob.